This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Saudi Arabia says Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman spoke Monday by telephone with the son of slain journalist Jamal Khashoggi to express condolences for the killing at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Meantime, the Saudi Arabian foreign minister, Adel Al-Jubeir, told Fox News details of Khashoggi's death remain unclear.
We discovered that he was killed in the consulate. We don't know in terms of details how. We don't know where the body is. The public prosecutor then put out orders to detain 18 individuals for questioning and possibly facing trial. And the king also dismissed a number of senior officials in this area.
Khashoggi was living in the U.S. in self-imposed exile, writing columns for the Washington Post newspaper that were critical of the crown prince. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is vowing to reveal details about the case in a Tuesday speech to his parliament. Britain, Germany, and France issued a joint statement condemning the killing, saying there is an urgent need for clarification of exactly what happened. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton faces tough questions this week in Moscow after President Trump said he is willing to pull the U.S. out of a key war or Cold War arms deal with Russia. It is known as the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, or INF. Mr. Trump has accused Russia of building and testing missiles that violate that 1987 agreement.
Russia has not adhered to the agreement, so we are going to terminate the agreement and we are going to develop the weapons. If they get smart, and if others get smart, and they say, let's not develop these horrible nuclear weapons, I would be extremely happy with that.
The Kremlin so far has had little response except to say explanations will be required. This is VOA News. Voters in Afghanistan went to the polls over the weekend to elect a new parliament, which election officials say 4 million of the nearly 9 million registered voters turned out, despite the challenges that included polling stations that never opened and technical problems with voting equipment. That voting also made marred by violence. Michael Kugelman is director of the Senior Associate for South Asia at the Wilson Center.
Unfortunately, in Afghanistan, there's always violence on election day. Certainly this time around was no exception. The Taliban had threatened to disrupt the elections, and there were quite a few reported attacks.
The final results of the parliamentary vote is not expected for a number of weeks. Numerous people were killed and nearly 200 injured when one of Taiwan's newer, faster trains derailed on a curve along a popular weekend route. AP's Karen Chamas.
The derailed train is one of Taiwan's Puyuma Express trains and was launched in 2013 to handle the very difficult topography of Taiwan's east coast. The train was carrying 366 passengers from a suburb of Taipei in the north to Taichung, a city on Taiwan's southeast coast. Photos from the scene showed the train's cars in a zigzag formation near the tracks. Five of the eight cars are turned over on their sides. Most of the deaths were in the first car, which flipped over. Passengers were trying to escape from the different carriages through the windows, and bystanders had gathered to help before rescuers arrived. Authorities are investigating the cause of the derailment. I'm Karen Chamas.
A group of several thousand migrants, mostly from Honduras, managed to move across the border from Guatemala into southern Mexico as they continue their trek north, while President Trump continues to warn they are not welcome in the U.S. Honduran Luis Porto says he and those with him will continue moving north.
I took our party back to Albany.
Many migrants say that they are left their homelands because of the violence there. Others also say that they want to get to the U.S. so they can find work. Australia's ruling coalition was forced into minority government after a massive swing in a by-election. The result cost the Conservative Liberal National Party coalition its one-seat majority in the House of Representatives. That forced Prime Minister Scott Morrison to rely on deals with guaranteed confidence in his government. Morrison told constituents he was not surprised by the election outcome. The next general election is due in 7 months. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.